Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakhs, the Hebrew Bible. If you would like a Bible sent to you for free, just give me a call at 312-925-9887. These businesses help to support the ministry work, so if you would like to make a donation, you can just shop with these businesses. That's good enough. I don't accept donations. And these businesses help support the purchase of the Bibles. If you need auto body supplies or parts or vehicle parts for vehicles ranging from the 1900s to the year 2014, go to partsautomotive.biz. That again is partsautomotive.biz. If you need ClickBank store products, and that is covering a wide range of products, arts, music, politics, religion, just different products, go to the ClickBank store at product. Advertisements2014.com. That is productadvertisements2014.com. I have a new album out for Spiritual Upliftment. You can purchase it at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. Again, that is songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. All right, let me begin the program with the book of Revelation. We're at Revelation chapter 10, and it goes to say, "Next I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was dressed in a cloud with a rainbow over his head. His face was like the sun, his legs like columns of fire, and he had a little scroll lying open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and shouted in a voice as loud as the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, seven thunderclaps sounded with voices that spoke. When the seven thunder spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, seal up the things the seven thunder said. Do not write them down. Then the angel I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted his right hand toward heaven and swore by the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, earth and what is in it, the sea and what is in it. There will be no more delay. On the contrary, in the days of the sound from the seventh and when he sounds his shofar, the hidden plan of God will be brought to completion. The good news, as he proclaimed it to his servants, the prophets." So this will be the unveiling of the truth of the good news in the last days. The truth, the meaning of all the scroll, the prophecies will be revealed. "Next, a voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, 'Go take the scroll lying open in the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land.' So I went over to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, 'Take it and eat it. I will turn your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey.' I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. And in my mouth it was as sweet as honey. But after I had swallowed it, my stomach turned bitter. Then I was told, 'You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings.' I was given a measure rod like a stick and told, 'Get up and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count how many people are worshiping there.' But the court outside the temple, leave that out. Don't measure it, because it has been given to the Goyim, and they will trample over the holy city for 42 months. Also, I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days dressed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two menorahs standing before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to do them harm, fire comes out of their mouth and consumes their enemies. Yes, if anyone tries to harm them, that is how he must die. They have the authority to shut up the sky so that no rain falls during the period of their prophesying. Also, they have the authority to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. When they finish their witnessing, the beast coming up out of the abyss will fight against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the main street of the great city whose name, to reflect its spiritual condition, is Sodom and Egypt, the city where their Lord was executed on a stake. So it's actually talking about Jerusalem and calling it Sodom and Egypt. And it tells of how they will prophesy, but they will be killed by the beast coming up out of the abyss. So remember that, and that's going on today overseas. The brothers in Jerusalem are being killed. You have the terrorist ISIS and so forth. Some from the nations, tribes, languages, and people see their bodies for 3.5 days and do not permit the corpses to be placed in a tomb. The people living in the land rejoice over them. They celebrate and send each other gifts because these two prophets tormented them so. So they'll remember the days of the prophesying against their wrongdoings, and they'll be glad they're dead. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them. They stood up on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. Then the two heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went into heaven in a cloud, where their enemies watched them. In that hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were awestruck and gave glory to God of heaven. The second woe has passed. See, the third woe is coming. The seventh angel sounded his shofar, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Messiah, and he will rule forever and ever." The 24 elders sitting on their thrones in God's presence fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We thank you, Adonai, God of heaven armies, the one who is and was, that you have taken your power and have begun to rule. The Goyim raged, but now your rage has come, the time for the dead to be judged, the time for rewarding your servants, the prophets, your holy people, those who stand in awe of your name, both small and great. It is also the time for destroying those who destroy the earth." So that is our judgment upon those who destroy the earth on Armageddon Day. They will be destroyed. Then the temple of God in heaven was opened, and the Ark of the Covenant was seen in his temple. And there were flashes of lightning, voices, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and violent hail. All right, that is my ministries for today. And I'll be leaving you, so I'm going to say a prayer for you, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Good, I petition you that you open the eyes of the brothers and sisters so that they're able to understand the book of Revelation. If they need a book, I will pray that you give them the heart to call in and get a Bible. I pray that you give them the understanding and wisdom, and I pray that they seek for it as a hidden treasure, as you say, and it will be found. I pray this and that you direct their steps to this measure in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen.